This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. These are hard times for the California gray whale, a crisis that started 10 years ago when the species suffered a sizable and unexplained drop in their numbers, says Sue Arnold, CEO of the Gray Whale Coalition.
More than a third of the gray whales disappeared. They died of starvation, and a lot of them were adult females. Marine mammal specialists say that it takes 10 years for a population to recover from a crash like that.
But instead of recovering over the past 10 years, things have gotten worse.
The calf count for the last 4 years has been really low, and this year looks like being as low, if not lower, than it was when the crash happened back in 2000. For example, in Monterey, they've seen 3 cars and calves this year going north. So if you have 4 years of these kinds of really low calf counts, you don't have a new population coming on. There's obviously a problem with the species, and we need to be really careful about what we're doing with these animals.
The gray whales migrate from the Arctic to the Sea of Cortez inside the Baja Peninsula to give birth in the winter, then make the return trip north in the spring. But Arnold says as global warming shrinks the polar ice cap, it also reduces the whales' food supply.
The sea ice is disappearing really rapidly, and the food that the gray whales rely on needs the nutrients that fall from the sea ice. And so that's disappearing, and it's disappearing really rapidly, especially over the last 5 years.
And this is one of just many threats that face the gray whales.
There's increasing industrialization right along what is actually the longest migration route of any whale in the whole world. And there's increasing threats from seismic and military sonar. There's liquefied gas terminals. It's just incredible that this whale has managed to survive this long with all of the threats that it's facing.
Arnold adds there is also a proposal before the International Whaling Commission to allow commercial whaling of some gray whales.
That would see a block quota of 140 gray whales a year set for the next 10 years, which has never been contemplated ever by the IWC. Given the fact that we've got such low calf counts and the sea ice is disappearing, could be an absolute disaster.
That's one of the items on the agenda as the International Whaling Commission meets this week in Morocco, although Arnold doubts a decision will be reached. Meanwhile, the Gray Whale Coalition is pushing for federal relisting of the species as endangered to get maximum protections for the ancient balenes. Not only are they 30 million years old, she says, they're also the friendliest of all whales toward humans.
There's no other whale on the face of the earth that comes up to these small boats and lets people scratch their tummies and play with their calves. And I've actually had my hand in the mouth of a gray whale scratching its tongue. And the thought of losing something like this is really just shocking.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.